Money Mondays with Melody Hobson is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price, unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Melody is president of Arrow Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. Thanksgiving is not even here yet, but it's time to start talking about Christmas and Christmas spending, because the biggest time of the year is Black Friday for spending on Christmas gifts.
Okay, so Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. Many people are used to that term, and it came into being because many retailers become profitable that day. They're in the red all year, and they become profitable on Black Friday because so many people go and shop. That's the folklore behind the name.
Okay.
But Black Friday has creeped into what is now called Gray Thursday.
Hmm.
Gray Thursday are stores that open on Thanksgiving. And this is a very controversial move that's been going on and becoming increasingly divisive in the last few years.
Melody says these stores by opening up, some of them by opening up on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
are messing up their money on Friday.
So this is why it's controversial. So on the one hand, some people believe that the Great Thursday sales, the sales on Thanksgiving Day, basically just cannibalize Friday. So you don't end up net ahead. You end up equal, hopefully, because what ends up happening is people who are going to shop with you on Friday shop with you on Thursday, and they don't buy anymore. So that's one theory. The other theory is that when you do open on Thanksgiving, it's actually more expensive to do so because it's a holiday and you have to pay people time and a half.
Mm.
So being open, those sales are less profitable than if the exact same sales happen the next day. So you'd say, well, why do people do it? Well, some stores do it because they feel they have to. It's almost like it's an arms race. It's so fierce against the competition that
uh-huh.
they want to make sure that they don't lose any sales. And then the other thing is the internet is always open.
Yeah.
And that's always in the background for them because 33 million Americans will shop on Thanksgiving. The thing is some will sit down and do it at their computer.
So does Cyber Monday even exist anymore, Melody?
Yes, Cyber Monday absolutely still exists. Wow, it's so funny. We have all these terms, right? Black Friday, Gray Thursday, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is the Monday after Thanksgiving when many people go to work. And the reason it's called Cyber Monday, they do their shopping at work because their computers at work tended to have higher speed internet connection.
Who has the best sale prices?
Well,
Gray Thursday, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday?
Well, you know, there are doorbusters on all of these different things, and so there's no easy way to answer that. The big deal is that 60% of Americans don't like the fact that that stores are open on Thanksgiving, and some stores are not doing it. They're actually just saying, nope, we put our foot down. We will not open on Thanksgiving. They tend to be higher-end retailers like Nordstrom's mm-hmm. and Neiman Marcus and Saks, who just don't even want to be in that whole sale frenzy. They want you to come into their store and pay full price. They tend to be the warehouse clubs like Costco and Sam's. They make their money from the memberships, not necessarily the low-margin items that they sell, so they won't be open on Thanksgiving. And the others who won't be open are the home companies like Home Depot and Lowe's. You won't be doing that on Thanksgiving, most likely.
Okay, and don't forget Broke Tuesday. You forgot that one.
And the small business owners want you to remember Small Business Saturday, too. That is a consideration, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. But Broke Tuesday, everybody gets that. Yeah.
Thank you, Melody.
See ya.
Money Monday is more about this on blackamericaweb.com.